Hello and good morning. We are here with a brand new episode of the RSL show. However, this is the fan show. This is the fan episode. I'm running solo today, but we're going to feel like we've got a complete room because we are going to read all of your guys' comments from social media, and we'll call this episode mean tweets, but in reality, they are truth tweets about how we all feel about the conclusion of the Real Salt Lake season under Pablo Mastroeni and losing in PKs with a Danny Musovski miss versus the Houston Dynamo. So if you guys haven't heard, we do have a brand new episode that was filmed. Wow, not filmed. That was recorded just 2 days ago with Josh Clark and Alex Napolis. They recap the entire match. They recap the PKs. They recap all of the exit interviews and what's to happen with the futures of Danny Musovski, Scott Caldwell, Demir Krylock, and other players to be named as well. Our latest tweet, however, I'll just read that from the RSL show. Roster decisions announced for RSL. Demir Krylock and Julio Benitez have their contract options declined. Scott Caldwell and Danny Musovski are now out of contract. Per the release, discussions are ongoing with Demir and Nyman for potential returns. We're going to spend the majority of this episode, if not all of it, just reading your guys' comments on everything that's happened in the last few days. And so we'll start with Merle Lee. This was one that we retweeted, and Merle had said, Freudian slip at RSL show, who reported Danny looked weak in practice PKs. So there is some truth to that. When Josh went out to practice, later he came onto the episode. This was before the Houston game and had said that Moose was not looking sharp with PKs and that he was worried about it. But we didn't anticipate to see him subbed on and take a penalty kick over, you know, someone like Demir Krylock, who is the captain, undisputed, supreme leader of this club. Very questionable decisions. Again, if you guys want to hear more about that, go back and listen to the episode prior to this one that was just recorded 2 days ago. I'll express my feelings on it when we do a new episode, if anybody cares. I'm going to sprinkle in some of the tweets from our timeline. So this is also from Alex Napolis. Biggest takeaway so far from exit interviews. Players recognize that opposing teams aren't afraid of coming to Salt Lake anymore. That needs to change in 2024. That was Zach McMath who had said that in his exit interview. And man, that is the best take that I've heard from a Real Salt Lake player in a long time. Also, in the last episode and also just in the Twitterverse, someone from the Houston Dynamo side, it's a podcast. It's called Keeping Tabs Pod. I actually don't think of, I don't know if they're a Houston Dynamo podcast or if they're just a random soccer podcast. They wrote, anonymous RSL player on Griffin Dorsey during the post-game speech in RSL's locker room. He walked in our locker room and walked right by me. He tapped Pablo Mastroeni on the leg and said, enjoy watching the rest of the show from your couch. And then it concludes with the Dynamo right back is no joke. So this is unconfirmed. We're not taking it as truth until somebody verifies it on the Real Salt Lake side, but Griffin Dorsey going into the RSL locker room and telling Pablo, hey, enjoy watching the rest of the show from your couch. I really just think this is bullshit. I really don't think that happened. Some more tweets. Eric Winalda, he wrote, heart hurting a bit for Diego Luna. This game is so cruel sometimes. Keep going, kids. Someday the game will reward your effort. Your time is coming at Real Salt Lake. And he hashtagged it, badass. True. Diego Luna is a badass. Not only does he have incredible tattoos and incredible style and just a super rough, hard work ethic. When's the last time you had seen an RSL player in tears from losing a match? I've covered, I remember being at a loss I had gone for the Western Conference Final against the Timbers when they had advanced over Seattle. They advanced. That was like the, you know, I wouldn't call it a miracle season, but it kind of was a miracle season. But I was on the ground covering the match, shooting it, filming it, shot some post-match comments, post-match interviews, their sideline as it was raining down. And there were, from what I had seen, sure, visibly upset players, but no players who were shedding tears or crying from the passion. I've been covering this team a long time. I can't remember. I can't tell you. I wish Josh was here to ask, you know, when was the last time we saw an RSL player in tears from an outcome? I've said it before. I joke about it. I say Diego Luna is the RSL savior. For me right now, Diego Luna is probably one of the players who cares the most about this club. And I just love to see it, man. It helps me believe again when I see a player who is arguably newer to the roster, who's practically starting his career, give it his all for this club, his blood, sweat, and tears, literally. For me, he's so close to getting that legendary status so fast if he sticks around with Real Salt Lake, if we don't sell him. You already see leadership qualities from Diego Luna on and off the pitch. And I'm telling you that if he sticks with us, he is going to be one of the most valuable pieces of this roster, without a doubt. All right, so the RSL show on KSL, we tweeted fill in the blanks in 2024, hashtag RSL need to blank. And we premised it with time to vent. We will read your full responses on our next episode. That's what we are here to do. So let's get started. At Mark Hymus, hate to say it again, but Pablo out. If we want to be contenders, we need to have a more killer mentality, not hashtag underdogs. Why can't we have our foot on their necks? I wholeheartedly 100% Mark agree with you. I don't know if I'm on Pablo out, so let me clarify that part. But I do love the killer mentality. This whole underdogs narrative bullshit just has to die with this season. We need to demand more out of the coaching staff, the players, the front office. And the biggest opportunity is to make America First Field a fortress again. Losing games at home should not be acceptable. It should not be the norm. It should not be okay. And anybody else who says any differently or seems to be okay with that or makes excuses for it, especially if you're involved with the front office or coaching, I would go and have a hard look in the mirror and ask yourself if you belong in the business of competitive sports. That's all I'm going to say. At Calypso, invest in the coach in the same way we've been investing in the roster. Again, that kind of alludes to kind of like a Pablo out mentality. I, even with like the season, the way that it went and the way it concluded and the way that Pablo opted to put Moose in over Demir, I'm still not quite yet on that train. However, for some reason or another, that's just how this league rolls. We're seeing it right now with Colorado Rapids and their head coaching decision. Terrible. Yes, we need to do better than that. Again, I'm not completely sold on Pablo being out, but Calypso might be onto something. And obviously, that's kind of the tone that this is taking. So let's see if it continues. At Matt Lane 3303, be more consistent, win more at home, have a tactical plan that is more than just vibes, and move on players that aren't 100% bought in. Have a tactical plan that is more than just vibes. Yeah, absolutely. We tend to be that team where we're the underdogs and we've got good vibes and everyone's happy and we're fighting. We just want to see results. I think as a fan base, we want to see results. And when we went to the Western Conference Final and we lost, there was a lot of gratitude from the fan base and there was a lot of hope instilled. And oftentimes there's a lot of criticism that you might see from people who are linked at the club or, you know, maybe tweeting about how this fan base could be ungrateful or very tough to deal with, but there were a lot of fans who stood by you after that Western Conference Final run, and everything was positive, and we were so happy to go into the next season, and we all thought that, hey, this is a killer team, and we're bought in, and we're going to give it our all, and we're going to show up, and we're going to buy the tickets, and we're going to renew tickets. We have belief, only to be met with mediocrity, hey, positive, good vibes, and tweeting at the fan base like the majority of us are stupid, or even the podcast media. I've seen a lot of narratives out there roasting the podcast media. Throw us in there with that, sure, but honestly, a lot of the podcasts that cover RSL are doing a lot more than the actual media outlets out there who choose to ignore you the entire season until you do something cool in the playoffs, and then guess what? All the cameras and the reporters are coming and finally giving you that attention. So don't roast the little guys, because guess what? The little guys, the little podcasts, those are the people who are investing the time, the energy, even coming out to practices and covering a mediocre home season. So yes, let's just get rid of all of the good vibes talk, and let's just give the fans, leave the media out of it. Let's give the fans what they deserve. Let's have fun at the stadium. Let's not leave deflated losing 2-1, 3-1, 3-0 every single home match. Let's change that. Give us a good match at home next season, and I'm happy. And of course, to Matt's point, that also encapsulates the players that aren't 100% bought in. Yes, if you're not here, you're not happy, you don't like Salt Lake City, you don't take Real Salt Lake seriously, move on. There are several teams who could also take mediocre players, and you can go over there and tank their season as well. David Dillman adds, in 2024, RSL needs to add a member of the coaching staff to bring a new tactical perspective. 100% agreed. Chris Farnes, sign a CB Rock, someone like Onuoha. That is something that we've been calling for and hoping for. And at the moment, although we have the utmost respect for a player like Justin Glad and what he offers to this club, we just need to find his pairing that makes sense and helps complement his strengths and just make that backline a little bit stronger. So yes, Chris Farnes, you are absolutely right. Travis Taylor, improving the backline should be the priority in the window. Midfield depth second. I'd like to see some that can develop chemistry with Chicho. Most importantly, find a new coach. I couldn't keep track of how many lineups, formations, and the team coming out not ready to play. Riot Brigade, improve their backline. Michael Barton says, stop beating themselves. Too many soft goals. Yes. Francis put out a meme that says, just because I'm mad doesn't mean I stop caring. And it's like the old dude with the umbrella over the RSL logo. Yes, we care about the club, but we can also criticize the club and we can demand better without fears of appearing to be too negative as fans, or even on the media side, without appearing like we're, you know, being disrespectful. There was a really cool tweet that I put out from Aristotle about criticism, and the quote went like this: to avoid criticism, all you have to do is say nothing, do nothing, and be nothing. And I'm not even talking about the Real Salt Lake media or the RSL fans, but let's put ourselves into the shoes of the front office. You should be happy that the media is critical. You should be happy that the fans are critical. You should be happy that people want more out of the club. You should be happy that opinions are expressed to help you become better. One of the biggest weaknesses that exists in the world currently is the ability to not take criticism constructively. And if you happen to be in a position of any influence for Real Salt Lake and you can't take any criticism constructively, then maybe you are in the wrong job. Cole Davis, play Luna centrally and play Chicho as a lone striker. Both players need the space and freedom to flow in between players, in and out of gaps, to be at their best. They've made do with poor tactics. Set them free. I like that. Hashtag free Luna, hashtag free Chicho. Get stuck in at Riot RSL. Play Luna as a 10 and free the kid up to cook. Agreed. At Wasatch One Touch, sell Luna ASAP for a club record outgoing transfer. Invest that money in open DP slot midfielder. With a core of Sava, Chicho, and a new DP, you will win more at home and you should get a top four spot. The team is really close, just need one more elite player on the ball. I think that's the biggest argument kind of going into the next season is, what do you do with Diego? Do you help him develop? Do we continue to play and see the promise that Luna has to offer? Or do we just sell him for a large sum and work on getting that difference maker, that different playmaker. On the last episode of the RSL show, Alex Napolis reported that Elliot Fall is maybe looking for one or two key pieces to help the existing roster. Braden at Sergeant B Dub says, in 2024, RSL needs to see me in the stands every game. Braden, if you're asking for free season tickets or if you're saying that you need to move back to Utah, unfortunately, we can't help you with either of those. Gerbo RSL Jeremy 3 Walker says, start each game with energy. Make mid-game tactical adjustments when plan A doesn't work. Let X dog your mentality, not your tactics. Stop yielding control over the center of the pitch. Make the riot a fortress. Jeremy, you sound like you've been on the show for a long time. We've been asking for a lot of the same. Chase Boyer says, sell Moose. Between the contract negotiations and not even putting his PK on frame, he's not worth what he's getting paid. He's good, I'll give him that, but he seems to think he is better than he is. Also, lock Luna in for the long term. I personally think the approach that Musovski took in trying to get a pay raise in the middle of the season, right as we were heading into playoffs, was almost like a career suicide on his part. We saw it happen fairly quickly for Rubio Rubin after he had a short stretch of amazing goals. So it's not to say that Real Salt Lake's front office won't give you the pay bump or at least get you closer to what you think you may deserve, because we saw that with Rubio Rubin. It's just the way that you went about it. Refusing to play, refusing to practice, letting your agent take control was just the wrong move. And I honestly hope that Moose gets that pay raise, that pay bump that he envisions and that he sees and that he knows is there for him later down the road. But you're just not going to get it by pulling that kind of move that he did here at RSL. Just think about it. You right now, you listening to the show right now, if you wanted a significant, because it almost seemed like you wanted 10x of a salary. If you wanted 10x of your salary, what would you do? Would you just stop going to work? Would you say that you're worth more and just literally stop showing up? I know there's a huge stark contrast between professional sports, obviously, and a 9-to-5 job, but I think that a lot of the conversations or a lot of the professionalism remains the same. And if you want to get paid more, start the conversation, but don't bail on your team. All right. Solo Dad, Corwin Richard 8 says, get back to basics and make AFF a fortress again. Invest in another center back. Glad had a rough year, but I'm not near ready to give up on him. Find a way to see if the club and Sava can agree on a common goal. He is too good and you need him committed all the time. For as much talent as there is out in the world, the old saying is you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. If you look at some of the best athletes, some of the best players in Major League Soccer, they don't seem to have this mentality issue that we tend to see with Savarino. We all feel it. We all see it. The narrative is the same. This isn't something started by RSL show. And now there's talks about Savarino possibly leaving. And we were also excited just to get him. So I don't get it. I don't know if we're just that ex-girlfriend that Savarino keeps coming back to because he misses us, or we're the only option. And then he realizes that we're just not as fun as we used to be. Jessica says, fire Pablo. Great take. I don't know if I'm quite there yet. I don't know. I'm just not there yet. Devin Stetler, we need to finish top four in the West and make conference final for the season to be a success and to keep Pablo at the helm. We have the pieces to do it if we stay healthy and figure things out a bit earlier. True. But I think the part of a bit earlier, we all have to kind of assess and determine where that is. I wouldn't be terribly upset if RSL lost a few of its first matches and then started to heat up in the middle of the season, which I think is the right time to do so. But it's all debatable. It's all up for discussion. So if you guys disagree or if you guys have any ideas, tweet at us. Christian Berg says, find a coach that can make tactical adjustments. Tired of seeing repeated blunders from Pablo over and over again, putting Moose in for pens and sitting back and playing for PKs after tying the game. We'll never make sense to me. Christian, I do agree, but I do disagree with you a little bit. Houston being a team that we didn't beat whatsoever in a regular season match, that we barely beat in penalties. I think the move is that in Houston, when you're down 1-0 and then you get an equalizer thanks to Diego Luna, you have to take every result into account versus Houston, especially away from the regular season, as much as you don't want to. So I agree with you on your take. However, I think that sitting back and playing for PKs, I think it is the move, because I think if we would have been overly aggressive and open up ourselves a little bit more, Houston could have easily made that 2-1 and we wouldn't have been in the discussion for penalties at all. Jonathan Pena says, rotate the squad and get a better coach, then need to get to the Western Conference Finals. Damn, there's a lot of tweets in here asking for Pablo's head. Kathy Barney, come out of the locker room ready to play. Stop giving up early goals every game. And this is in all caps. And by the way, I clicked on Kathy Barney's profile and she's got only 9 followers. And so I think she created a Twitter just to say this about Real Salt Lake, which is sad. But welcome to Twitter, Kathy. I'm not saying it's sad that you only have 9 followers. I'm saying that you felt so compelled to get into the conversation, to add a new social media platform to your phone and sign up. And that's what you had to say. It's a great take. I'm not slamming you. It's just sad that you're like, dude, I am pissed off. I don't even like Twitter. I'm going to sign up for Twitter. And I'm going to put in all caps, come out of the locker room ready to play. Stop giving up early goals every game. She had to have been pissed off when she created that account. So Kathy, welcome. We hope you're feeling better now. And actually, we're going to give you a follow. There you go. You're at 10 followers now from the RSL show. All right. Bush. Babushka, 73. Is babushka? I'm not even going to get into that. I think I know what a babushka is, but I don't want to be wrong. Okay. Hold serious conversations about Pablo. So in 2024, Real Salt Lake need to hold serious conversations about Pablo. Okay. You know, it's funny because it's weird, man. In other leagues, we see so many coaches and staff just fired after a few results, right? They want to make those adjustments quickly. And it's funny because pro sports, like, the jobs are so volatile and people are always being let go. And then they're, you know, club hopping, team hopping, front office hopping, and they work in all these, you know, different places. But for me, from what I see, if you work at Real Salt Lake, dude, you've got the utmost job security, bro. Like, chill. You're good. Doesn't matter what the result is. You're fine. relax. Amazing job security. Don't be worried. Took a sip of my coffee. I'm wired. I hope I don't make people upset with this episode, but that's how I feel. Some of the most secure jobs, dude, are literally at America First Field. If you need job security, guys, you guys know where to apply and work. Steve Corpus, win more home matches. Agreed. Get some consistent strikers. It's been tough, but hey, we got Chicho, and hopefully Chicho sticks around. That'd be great. Rubio, Julio, Moose are not the answers. But yeah, it's a tough one, man. The club is trying. We cannot dismiss and we cannot say that them bagging Chicho is not a tremendous win. Now, keeping Chicho is going to be a challenge, but the other challenge is going to be keeping Chicho happy. And I really think that's going to be the challenge over petty stuff like Moose, right? Put yourself in that position. Put yourself in that position. If you're the FO and now you're dealing with personalities like Chicho, and then you got Moose over here crying over 90K trying to get a million, you're not going to care about what Moose has to say. So in short, Steve, I do agree with you. Get some consistent strikers. Get some consistent big player strikers like Chicho. Thundercastle, care. We need to care. I saw two players out there at the end that this seemed to hurt, Chicho and Luna. We also need to play Luna at the 10 and not the wing. We need a good center back. We need a good new manager. Tired of what we are putting out there. And that goes back to him. Thundercastle, thank you so much for your tweet. I agree, dude. Why is it on Chicho, who literally just arrived to this club, to console Luna? Alex26 says, solidify the defense. Paul Eubanks says, find the chemistry. The talent is present. I don't think the head coach is the problem. Could it be the locker room? Very confusing team this year. That'll be something that we'll diagnose when we hand out the overall season grades for every player. We do that every end of season, and it's one of my most favorite episodes because we'll evaluate everybody on the roster, and it's just fun conversation. Don Shea at Spida Mitch L says, switch up formation. We also need to sign a bad boy. Maybe not the best player, but someone who's going to be the fighter, the aggressor, almost like a Kyle. We keep getting bitched around by some of these teams, like this Houston series with the Dorsey thing, Steve Clark, and Baird. Brenda G says, get rid of Pablo. That last sub was so stupid. Why not put in Demir? Why take out Severino when the game is likely most headed to PKs? Brenda's right. She is also Argentinian, so she knows what she is talking about when it comes to football. Man, this is going to be a long episode because I've just switched over to Instagram and we have way more comments. So again, fill in the blanks. In 2024, RSL need to blank, 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 blank. Colin Manning says, improve the back line. Love Pablo, but we need a change of scenery at coach along with getting everyone healthy and ready for 2024. All right, Chap Wade. Get Ruiz healthy and find a way to get Luna to the 10. Also, Pablo isn't a bad coach, but he limits our potential. He raises the floor, but caps our ceiling. Again, I don't think we need to part with Pablo, but I'll let the comments speak for themselves. Ike Gonia says, new backline, new coach. We need to buy Messi, he also says. Win a trophy, definitely. We went from 7th to 5th, from 22 to 23, but if we don't take another leap forward, what are we doing? I can forgive a little because of injuries this season, Ike. Good point, great point, yes. But we shouldn't have counted on two players to keep us competitive. We were 3 wins away from being on the same amount of points as the 1 seed. 3 wins we should have gotten at home. Damn, Ike. Frame that take, dude. Print that out. Go to Kinko's. I don't even think Kinko's is a thing anymore. Go to FedEx. Print it, dude. And frame that because that's the best take that I have actually seen in a very long time. Ike Gonia, for that, dude, you're going to get a follow back. All right, we already follow you. Never mind. Great take, dude. Loved it. Okay, Powder Sport 222. Hire a new coach and sign some new outside backs. Yep. I'm for the new outside backs. I don't know. For some reason, I think we could do it with Pablo. But you guys are taking over with the comments. So I'm outnumbered big time. Mo Sweatshirt. By the way, Mo Sweatshirt, everybody. He is renting out a townhouse in Midvale. I believe it's like 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, garage, beautiful, practically new, for about $3,000. So if you guys are looking to rent, hit up Mo Sweatshirt. He's on Instagram, Mo_sweatshirt. He has this to say, hate being a cringy coach out guy, but Pablo just ain't it. I like the dude, but the way we play is painful to watch and mostly ineffective. Props to him and the team for fighting, but the boys are just not in a position to succeed. We need a coach that builds a culture, playing philosophy, and identity. Obviously, a few other spots need reinforcement, but we need to build the structure first. Damn, dude, that's another great take. Go to your FedEx, print it out, send me the invoice. It should be like 10 cents per paper. I will pay you back. Frame that. And then gift that to somebody in the FO. Because actually, that's a great take, dude. I think it's absolutely true. The structure, right? It's like everything, the foundation. We already know what I'm going to say. You need a strong foundation because if blah, 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 yada, yada, shit's going to go south. But it's true. You know, one thing that we've lost, I feel like, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, is how many times in the past, was team is the star is the focus, right? You'd see it in our marketing. You'd see it in the social media postings. You would see it everywhere. Team is the star. 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 And I don't know if I'm not paying attention, but I haven't really seen team is the star. So you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know. Is it just a principle that we've forgotten or abandoned? Do you guys feel like it's still pertinent? Do you guys still feel like it's part of this club? Because I don't. I haven't seen it. I've literally seen more good vibes out of all of the marketing that I've seen, good vibes, over team is the star. So that's just me. Maybe let's refocus, recalibrate, and let's go back to team is the star. Wow. Tangent. All right, another coffee sip. Oh, this is great. The Riot TV says, Pablo out, sell old players, sell Glad, invest in the back line, get ready for a rocky road. Riot TV basically just said, pull the rug. Love it. Natty Hodge says, get rid of Justin Glad. Damn. Okay. They're hot out the gates, Natty Hodge. Actually, for that, I'm going to give you a follow. She says, get rid of Justin Glad. The good he did in the beginning of the season doesn't make up for all of the huge mistakes he made in the second half of the season. Sorry, bro. Know you're friends with the owner, but it's time. Oh my God, dude. Natty Hoge in with the heat. Oh man, I love Natty. Natty, if you ever want to come on the RSL show, you are welcome to join us. Man. Oh. Know you're friends with the owner, but it's time. Damn. Okay. You guys are amazing. I love these episodes, man. Oh my God. Okay. Alan Wilbur says, how quickly people forget how good this team was with a healthy Ruiz. Feeling positive about next year. Let's go, boys. Alan, I'll give you that, dude. Positive weekend. Positive. It's a Saturday today. Positive Saturday. Positivity. Alan, thank you so much for reminding us. Carson Wilcox left two comments. He says, bring in a new coach who will elevate this team. Pablo is not terrible, but he will not allow this team to reach their full potential. I believe a 4-2-3-1 would be a really good formation for this team, allowing our best players to be in positions they would succeed in. Luna at the 10, Chicho fed by Sava and Gomez. Have Ruiz and Palacio in the two midfield spots with Ojeda as the third. As for the back line, find a DP center back who will command the back line. Carson Wilcox, let's just make you the coach. Love it. JR Love says, bring Irving Lozano. Chucky. I could get with that, dude. That'd be great. Houston Dynamo, they brought a prominent veteran Mexican player in Herrera. And look at them. Deke Derek. He says in 2024, RSL need to win the MLS Cup. We're waiting, dude. We're waiting, bro. When we talk about 2009, dude, I'm starting to feel ancient, right? It's not even a flex anymore. When other people talk crap about Real Salt Lake and they ask what we've accomplished, and then we have to dig deep and go back and pull out a 2009 MLS Cup to the conversation, it's just, man, it's old. It's just outdated. We've done this before in the podcast. Let's talk about what was popular in 2009, the last time that Real Salt Lake won an MLS Cup. So Barack Obama was sworn in as the 44th president of the United States. Hannah Montana, the movie, was in theaters. in 2009. Glee and Modern Family aired their first episodes in 2009. Facebook launched Farmville in 2009. In under a year, it had 83 million monthly users. Dude, I used to love Farmville. I literally, as a joke, but I'm half joking, but I'm also half serious, on Facebook, the only thing I'll post every other 6 months is bring Farmville back. I want it back. It was a lot of fun. In 2009, Michael Jackson died. Yep. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris got married in 2009. In 2009, Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift during her VMA Video of the Year acceptance speech. That was in 2009. Lady Gaga, that song Paparazzi that we all know, that was from 2009. The Black Eyed Peas, dude. Boom Boom Pow and I Got a Feeling were on the freaking radio in 2009, dude. That's how old that is, bro. That's how old, dude. Listen to this one. Sony sells 12 million floppy disks in 2009. Bro, they were still selling floppy disks in 2009. Okay, this is crazy. The Jersey Shore premiered in 2009. Avatar released in 2009. Like, do you see what I'm saying here? You guys understand how ridiculous that is, right? 15 years ago. Best squad, greatest squad, greatest coach, greatest season. Maybe not the greatest season. But we got a trophy. I'm not discrediting the trophy, but come on, guys, 2009. Some of you listeners, 2009, like you guys were in the seventh grade, bro. Some of you guys were in fourth grade. Some of you were probably literally had boogers on your face that your mom and dad were wiping away. That is how long it's been. So yeah, please, please, please. Win a damn trophy. All right. All right, let's keep... All right, let's keep it going. Ferry 24, RSL made good signings this season, players with high potential and good quality. Now it's time to reinforce the bench. It's time to take trainings more competitive and have game-changing subs. Yes. We're just going to read the rest of these and I'm going to get out of here. All right, I promised I would read all of these, so we're going for it. Shylat says, drop Pablo. We need a new coach that will have a consistent starting 11 to build chemistry and use the talent we have. Let go of the players that are underperforming. And she wrote, mostly looking at you, Rubin. Damn, you guys are brutal. And build up our back line. Riwa Rob says, Pablo needs to go. Please take Rubio Rubin with you. Sheesh. Yo boy Kevin says, keep Luna. I agree. AB7734 writes, drop Pablo, new backline, another playmaker in the midfield. Like I said, I'm heavily outweighed with the Pablo out stuff, but you guys are going in. Fresh Lime 03 says, we need to get whatever we can for Julio this offseason and start investing in our back line. Hopefully we can keep Luna around. He's going places. Also, David De Gea is free. Fresh Lime, we'll give you a follow. Thank you. Hopefully we can keep, yep. Let's keep Luna around. David De Gea. Okay, stretch. Agreed. Ultimus Prime. I would recommend a new coach, but he's probably done enough to be safe. Ultimus. I said it, dude. Job security, right? He goes on to say, the back line needs work. Another holding midfielder that can ping accurate passes all over. That would be beautiful, actually. Pablo Aniz. Writes, gracias por esta excelente temporada. So that means thank you for the excellent season. Muchas cosas que corregir, pero siéntanse orgullosas. He says a lot of things to be corrected, but you should feel proud. La clasificación era para cualquiera de los dos equipos. The qualification was just for either team. So this actually sounds like a Houston Dynamo fan that came over and said, hey, be proud of your season. It's not over. And the match was close. T. Christensen says, when Ruiz comes back, we're going to be scary along with Luna getting better and Chicho. True. I can agree with that. Joe Marzan says, need to get their central defense organized. Glad lost his confidence somewhere in the League's Cup. Pablo M. couldn't figure out a consistent starting 11. True. Made questionable subs. Took Luna out during a crucial game. Glad red card. RSL tends to hold on to underperforming players and managers for way too long. Joe, I'm feeling justified in saying that this is one of the most secure jobs you can have in the league. Afterhand Sam says, play a different formation. EJ Garza says, build around the guys who actually put the results out on the field all year and in the end to get into the playoffs. Tough decisions need to be made. End of story. Pablo's got to go. Damn. Pablo has got to win the fans back. Britzer Brow says, unfortunate PK shootout to lose, but I think that position-wise, I would like to see Luna and Julio switch spots. Julio as a RM and Luna as a striker. Julio has a lot of speed, and being a right mid instead of striker might help him by staying onside. Luna seems to find himself in good spots to score, which tells me that he would be best suited to be a striker where he can be even more involved and create chances. Put Savarino on the left as an inverted winger, as he seems to do best when he can cut in and take a finessed shot from outside of the box. This is really good stuff. Midfielders are solid right now with Pablo Ruiz and Ojeda / Palacio to feed the ball up along to one of our strikers and wingers. Would like to see Anelli and Oviedo as outside backs. Okay. And Vera and Lambert as center back. All right, so just kind of switching up the back line. I liked what I saw from Lambert in the past game. And just am a little annoyed with Glad's inconsistency. He's like a coin toss. One game, he's really good. The other game, he's terrible. Mayonnaise Goth says, change the name of the stadium. People still upset about America First Field. It's a freaking credit union, people. But we get it. Whatever. All right. Andy 17 score. We have missed the likes of Lennon and Herrera at outside backs. Their quality to play both directions and to pick up their head to play the diagonal pass is sorely missed. Lennon, it's been so long, dude. Brooks Lennon, right? He's moved on. He's more of a staple for Atlanta United than he is Real Salt Lake at this point. Herrera, I do miss. And we had actually seen someone tweet that the other day. And yeah, I do. I agree. I miss Aaron Herrera. That J Roster Life says, get a new back line and a better strike partner to Chicho. Well done. Till Trout says, better head coach and not homegrown players. You know, that one's tough because when a homegrown player does well, it's the biggest flex and everyone's really happy with it. And it's talk of the town, talk of the commentators. It's just amazing. It's like the most beloved story ever. But I agree. I'm kind of over it. Nicholas Bodley says, clear house on some underperforming players, hire a better coach, and figure out a different formation to allow Luna to play as the 10. Frana Isidro says, drop Pablo, sell Rubin, sign new LBCB. Monkey Guy, yes sir, says, they need to buy Arturo Vidal. Okay. Oscar Umberto says, spend some cash on the back line. Cameron Bodley also says, act like a team that wants to win. Get rid of players who aren't just good enough. Replace them with very good players and get rid of our coach whose only tactic is try hard. that's great. And then Schaefer Liu says, get a real center back. All right, guys. We have exceeded the time that we had for comments. But guess what? We got all of them in. You guys are incredible. If you guys want the breakdown of the PK loss to Houston Dynamo, go back to the previous episode with Alex Napolis and Joshua Clark. They break down the entire match. They talk about the exit interviews. Alex Napolis was there in person for the exit interviews, so he would be the best source for the feelings in the room, what was said, tensions, if there were any, which there was. But beyond that, keep it here for all of your Real Salt Lake content on the RSL show. We truly appreciate you guys. And if you guys feel so compelled, go and leave us a review in the podcast app. Let us know how we're doing or in areas that we can improve on. I'm Andy Munoz. RSL show on the KSL Sports Network. We will see you next week.